two kinds of suffering. The scripture declares that there are two kinds of suffering. In Matthew chapter 5, known as the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Matthew 5:10-12, King James Version. Within the Matthew 5 Beatitudes of the fruit and manifestation of God's Spirit, we see that meekness, a thirst for righteousness, mercy, a pure heart, being a peacemaker, being the salt of the earth and the light of the world, being a candle that is put on a candlestick for all to see, being a light that shines before men where people see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. These are all qualities and attributes of the person of God Himself. These can only be demonstrated when we draw by faith upon the life of the Son of God. Galatians 2:20 says, "The life that I now live, I live by faith in or of the Son of God." Paul was saying that we can manifest the life of Christ through the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5:22-23. But did you notice within the context of all these beautiful qualities of God, within the manifestation of the life of Christ, there is one thing that happens that we don't like to talk about? It is part of the Christian life, and it is persecution. And from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people are attacking it. Matthew 11:12, New Living Translation. We see that violent people are attacking the message of the rule and reign of God. Now Jesus is stating that you will be persecuted for doing what is right, what is righteous and just. Notice in verse 11 of Matthew 5, if you are living the life of Christ, you will be persecuted, and people will say evil against you falsely. In other words, persecution comes not because you do wrong, but because of what you do that is right. When this happens, you should be exceedingly glad, because holy men of God were persecuted just as you will be. The Apostle Peter tells us of the two kinds of suffering. My friends, do not be surprised at the terrible trouble which now comes to test you. Do not think that something strange is happening to you, but be happy that you are sharing in Christ's sufferings, so that you will be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. When people insult you because you follow Christ, you are blessed, because the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise God because you wear that name. 1 Peter 4:12-16, New Century Version. This is the point that I want to leave with you. There are two kinds of suffering. There is a suffering for doing something wrong, and there is a suffering for doing what's right. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12, King James Version. Next time you are suffering, ask yourself, am I suffering for the wrong that I am doing, or am I suffering for the right that I am doing because I am following Christ?